Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Officials believe there's no immediate threat to the people of Lawrence after a decapitated body was found near the Merrimack River yesterday. The Essex County DA's office confirms the victim is 16-year-old Lee Manuel Valoria Paulino. The boy had been missing for 2 weeks. As WBUR's Shannon Dooling reports, officials trying to ease the concerns of a shaken community.
The body of Lee Manuel Valoria Paulino was discovered along the banks of the Merrimack River in the area of McCabe Court, next door to the Boys and Girls Club of Lawrence and just off of a busy water street. 30-year-old Lillian Torres lives with her two young children directly across the street. The duplex is decorated for Christmas. Torres says the timing of this violent act makes the holiday season feel a bit somber.
I never heard something like that happen before out here. We had hearing in Spanish countries and other countries, but not here. I never heard something like that, especially here where you live in Lawrence. It's pretty scary.
Another neighbor smoking a cigarette on the porch tells me in Spanish that he wonders whether gangs were involved with the crime. Miguel Angel moved to Lawrence 5 months ago from the Dominican Republic and says he often avoids leaving his home at night because of what he describes as gang activity. The community known as the Tower Hill area is represented by Lawrence District City Councilor Giovanni Rodriguez. Rodriguez says his constituents are, understandably, afraid.
This is not the only thing that has happened in my district. Multiple shootings throughout the summer. A lot of people are concerned in terms of safety. I have faith in the police department, but people are concerned and very scared.
In a press conference at Lawrence Police Headquarters, Chief James Fitzpatrick tried to ease the fears of the community, but could not offer many details.
Based on the information that we have, I believe that there is no further threat to the city of Lawrence. However, due to the nature of the investigation, I cannot elaborate any further, and I refer all questions to the district attorney's office.
The Essex DA's office has not provided additional information about the investigation. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.